Hey everyone, happy December 4th on our march toward Christmas and Advent. Super excited to have you here and just celebrate Jesus with you and the fact that it is Emmanuel, God with us, which is such a thing that we need right now. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 in the Passion Translation of the Bible. This is what it says. Now let me address the issue of food offered in sacrifice to idols. It seems that everyone believes his own opinion is right in this matter. How easily we get puffed up over our opinions. But love builds up the structure of our new life. If anyone thinks of himself as a know-it-all, he still has a lot to learn. But if a person passionately loves God, he will possess the knowledge of God. Concerning food sacrifices, offerings to idols, we all know that an idol is nothing, for there is no God but one. Although there may be many so-called gods in this world, and in heaven there may be many, quote, gods, quote, lords, and, quote, masters, yet for us there is only one God, the Father. He is the source of all things, and our lives are lived for Him. And there is one Lord, Jesus, the Anointed One, through whom we and all things exist. But not everyone has this revelation, for some were formerly idolaters who consider idols real and living. That's why they consider the food offered to that, quote, God as defiled, and their weak consciences become defiled if they eat it. Yes, we know that what you eat will not bring you closer to God. You are no better if you don't eat certain foods and no better if you do. But you must be careful that the liberty you exercise in eating food offered to idols doesn't offend the weak believer. For if a believer with a weak conscience sees you, who have a greater understanding, dining in an idol's temple, won't this be a temptation to him to violate his own conscience and eat food offered to idols? So, in effect, by exercising your understanding of freedom, you have ruined this weak believer, a brother for whom Christ has died. And when you offend weaker believers by wounding their consciences in this way, you also offend the Anointed One. So, I conclude that if my eating certain foods deeply offends my brother and hinders his advance in Christ, I will never eat it again. I don't want to be guilty of causing my brother or sister to be wounded and defeated. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this passage. I love the first part of this because it just feels very right with our politically charged, broken world that we live in. How easily we get puffed up over our own opinions, but love builds up the structure of our new life. I love that. Lord, may it be that love builds the structure of our new life, not our opinions, not our self-righteousness, but love. Lord, we have a lot to learn if we think we know it all. We want to know you, and to know you is to love those you created. So please help us to do that today. And of course, I pray that just for the people in our own homes where some of us are in lockdown, some of us are living with people that we've been living with a very long time. So Lord, please, through your Holy Spirit, give us patience. And Lord, we thank you for this passage on food sacrificed to idols. And although it's not something that's relative to us today, at least in the United States, I have seen it in other parts of the world. The underlying principle is really important. It's about not harming a weaker or newer brother in the faith or sister in the faith. And so to do things that would not cause them harm. Lord, help us to love well. And we see in this passage that Paul is moving toward this great crescendo of 1 Corinthians 13, where we are going to learn what love is. So Lord, help us to be kind-hearted with those who are weaker than us and to always take into consideration what will hurt another person. Lord, we have a lot of freedom in you, and I'm so grateful for that. And I know that you also have said that we should not let our freedom to become a stumbling block for another. And so, Lord, show us where we can love our sisters and our brothers well. I also love what this has to say about food, because I think we do have a problem in our world today around food. There's kind of this cult of food, of what you can eat, what you can't eat. And I love that it says, we know that what you eat will not bring you closer to God. You are no better if you don't eat certain foods, and no better if you do. Lord, would you set us free from diet culture? Would you set us free from saying some foods are bad and some are good? Would you set us free from just the rules and the regulations so that we could joyfully honor you with our bodies, of course, and eat things that are whole, of course. We totally want to do that. But we don't want to be stymied or pulled back by man-made rules. Lord, I'm praying this because it's my struggle, and maybe there's someone out there who has this struggle as well, where I will deem certain food groups bad, and then I'll feel guilty if I eat that specific food, and then I will, you know, buckle back down and try to be better. And Lord, none of this has anything to do with my heart toward you. While I understand that discipline is important, of course, and I know that it's important to take care of our bodies, I don't think it's good to be obsessed with everything that goes in. Lord, we have a crisis of orthorexia in our world, of people consumed by what they eat, which seems like such a funny way to use to say it, consumed by what you eat. But Lord, would you set those free who are being consumed by what they eat or what they're not eating? Lord, we want to have health in this area. And I pray all of this in your beautiful, powerful, wonderful, amazing name. And you are the bread of life. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a blessing to me. If you want to be prayed for on the podcast, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray. If you want that free ebook, you can go to marydemuth.com/prevail. It's 31 days of spiritual warfare and how to kind of make it through these very frustrating days that we're going through. Huge shout out to the patrons at patreon.com/prayeveryday. I appreciate you. You have kept this show going, and I just want to give you a big fat hug. Thanks so much. Have a great day.